My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered.
Luke 16, verses 14 to 18. The problem with the prosperity gospel. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. It is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for the least stroke of a pen to drop out of the law. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery, and the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The prosperity gospel is one of the biggest problems in the world. It's dressed up in Christian language, but actually has no gospel. It suggests that Jesus defeating sin and sickness and death means your best life now, full of riches and good health. Think positively, they say. Name it and claim it, they say, because Jesus wants to bless you. At best, it's the wrong emphasis. At worst, it is false teaching that leads so many people astray. In Luke 14 to 18, we're presented with three problems of the prosperity gospel as Jesus deals with the Pharisees. 1, it's detestable. 2, it is unbiblical. And 3, it's hypocritical. Not only were the Pharisees legalistic, but they held to this idea of prosperity gospel. They showed off. They sought status. They sought money. They loved it. In response to Jesus challenging the love of money, they sneered at him. Their problem was that they had the wrong measure of the right standing before God. They justified themselves before men rather than God. This is a form of idolatry. The important thing is to be justified before God, not men, and that comes only through faith in Jesus Christ paying the price for your sin. It also follows that we should measure success by what God values, not what man values. Are we looking at outward measures of money, business acumen, confidence, beauty, intelligence? Or do we seek what God values? You see that very practically in the qualifications required for leaders in the church, elders and deacons. The list in 1 Timothy 3 emphasizes character over other criteria, the only competence being teaching and managing family. Prosperity gospel preachers are unbiblical. They miss the point of the Bible and they disregard the bits they don't like. It's so important that we consider the whole counsel of God. We don't skip over any of it, and we understand it all in its context. The Pharisees, prosperity gospel preachers, just use scripture for their own ends, to make themselves look better, to present a man-centered message instead of proclaiming God's truth for God's glory. Valuing what is detestable before God, being unbiblical in their approach, prosperity gospel preachers are hypocritical. Jesus gives the example in these verses of divorce being unlawful in the scriptures. Yet this is something that the rabbis taught as acceptable. If a wife burnt a man's food, or even if he found someone else more attractive, they permitted divorce broadly, despite what God's word says. Prosperity gospel preachers value what is detestable by God. They are unbiblical. They are hypocritical. Knowing these problems, we know what to look out for, both in their life and doctrine. Let us be careful of those we listen to. Do they practice what they preach? Does their message accord with the scriptures, the whole counsel of God, and not just selected verses here and there? Do they value what God values? As we look to those we listen to, we must also check our own hearts. Are there some scriptures you skip over because they challenge a particular sin in your life? Let us be doers and not hearers of the word of God, that we might grow to his glory.
Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.